Chapter 10. Here's a short account of my struggle up the corporate ladder. I had to work at Fastburger one afternoon, but I had the morning off, so I decided to head over to Frank's house. As I was walking over there, which happened to be a long way now that I was on the wrong side of the tracks, I bumped into a guy named Alfie Moore. He drove a school bus and used to drive me to grade school. I also knew Alfie because he used to clean our swimming pool, which was kind of like his summer job. He did it all year long, really, because it was California and some pools were used all year. But summer's the big season, and since he didn't have to drive a school bus, he was always racing all over town cleaning pools. Alfie was in his mid-70s and looked it, but he was always running around at a million miles per hour, which didn't seem normal for an old guy. He had also had a couple of heart attacks and even heart surgery, which I knew because our pool got really dirty during those times. Guess who was forced to clean it? Anyway, Alfie never slowed down any. It was kind of hard to explain. He'd have a heart attack, be in bed for a month, and then one morning I'd wake up and see this old guy running around our pool. Alfie was also kind of funny looking. His hair was white and never ever combed. He was kind of short and extremely tan. He had eyes that blinked about 20 times per second, and he had big, thick glasses strapped to his face with an elastic band. The other thing I should say about Alfie is that everyone seemed to like the guy a lot. I know I did, in a strange sort of way. He always remembered everyone's name, was always ready to talk your ear off about anything he could think of, and he was the best damn pool cleaner in the town of Glenwood. He was a lousy driver. Terrible. But he knew all the kids that rode his bus, and parents were fine with his lousy driving because when he drove the bus, he went very, very slowly. Parents also liked him because if a kid missed the bus or was sick, he always knew. And if you needed your kid dropped off somewhere special, he'd make a detour. All you had to do was ask. Rich people liked that sort of personal attention, and it was part of the reason everyone loved Alfie. Anyway, I was headed to Frank's that morning before I went to work at Fastburger when I ran into Alfie about 2 blocks from my old house. I waved, but when he spotted me, he looked kind of surprised.
"I didn't expect to see you," he said. "I thought you'd move."